For hours, the trail was straight, leading into the very heart of the Borealis. Etok the madman was traveling fast and far, lengthening the road which was milestoned with blood. Tommy's breath was ice on his lips, and his lungs burned from exertion and freezing air. The Enfield grew heavier. The revolver under the parka banged with steady monotony against his thigh. His squinted eyes did not leave the trail. The sound of his snowshoes was like the staccato flicking of sandpaper across a drumhead. He stopped, still looking down, his practiced glance reading the story. Someone had intercepted Etok's trail. The sledge had stopped. Then a pair of shoes led off at an angle traveling west. It seemed to Tommy that the second prints were lighter, but he did not think that Etok would desert his team, nor did Tommy think that any man in the north could drive the 12 wolves except Etok. He followed the sledge runners again, quickening his pace. The wind was stronger, sending whirlwinds of dry snow rocketing up toward the black sky. 2 months until morning, 100 miles to the first Mountie post. Tommy felt alone and cold and weary, but his eyes held the trail. The northern lights flared higher and higher until they covered the entire dome of the sky. The world stood out stark and bitter, like the ocean seen through a lightning flash. Far ahead, against the rim, Tommy saw a string of dots. As he quickened his pace, he thought that perhaps he would have a showdown now, even though Etok, riding his runners, would be fresh. Seconds were ticked away by the rasping shoes. Another flare of the lights. 100 yards in front of him, Tommy beheld the team. But the revelation was mutual. The sledge stopped. Tommy slowed up, watchful, walking like a cat. The dim shadow before him might rush him. The Enfield was balanced, safety off. Still, the shadow did not move. Less than 20 feet away, the wolves growled low in their throats. Tommy, moving an inch at a time, closed the gap. The shadow was immobile. A white blur showed in the parka hood.
Etok,
said Tommy McKenna.
Drop your gun.
His voice was quiet, steady, more than assured. But an instant later, the tone had changed.
My God!
The shadow crumpled abruptly, pitching headfirst into the trail. Tommy, holding his rifle in one hand, caught at the shoulder. A vibrant voice answered him, hesitant with sobs.
Don't! Don't kill me!
It was a girl. Her face was not that of an ordinary Eskimo woman. It was finer, more delicate, nor were the eyes slanted. Her figure was slight, and although it was almost hidden under the bulk of her furs, Tommy caught an impression of a slender body, small hands, a high, firm breast. He lifted her up. A little angry now.
Where is Etok?
Who is Etok?
Where is the man you met down this trail?
She shook her head and averted her eyes.
I know no Etok.
Tommy's mouth went hard.
I am McKenna of the Royal Mounted.
But I have done nothing.
Tommy experienced a sudden hunch that this girl was not an ally of the madman, that she was innocent of any complicity in his crimes. But if that were so, then why had she attempted to help Etok out by throwing a Mountie off the trail? Or had Etok been unaware of pursuit?
Where is your village?
Demanded Tommy.
Your igloo?
An hour's travel from here. I have done nothing. Do not arrest me.
She was regaining her pride now. Something of defiance had crept into her tone. She held her head high and looked at him.
Take me there,
ordered Tommy. She drew back the whip. It sizzled and cracked beside the right ear of the lead wolf. He sprang up and into the traces. The others lunged forward. Riding the runners, the girl drove the team ahead. Tommy fell in beside her, trotting to keep pace with the sledge. In the fitful glare, he could see her high cheekbones and intelligent forehead. He did not need a second look to tell him that she was beautiful and dangerous.